Ron Van Dam. He doesn't need this gig. He's got all that money coming from that deposed Nigerian prince. Should be here any day now, and then he's kissing you suckers goodbye. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Watch out, here it comes.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam, the deposed Nigerian prince. Pleasure to be with you on this fine day. We're going to have a good time. Well, at least I will. You not so much. Many people say that listening to this show is an educational experience. Just because they say that doesn't mean that it's true, because it's not. Come a little bit closer to the speaker. I won't hurt you much. Don't make me get out my leaf blower. You don't want that. You don't want to see the death and destruction when I use my leaf blower. Those leaves didn't have a chance. And neither do you. Welcome to the program. How are you? Good to be with you. That's what we call the opening little comments of fun. How are you? We're getting closer to that big day. Yes, I'm talking about Flag Day. When we break out all the flags and stick them in the ground. What? Oh, Christmas. Oh. And also, let's not forget Hanukkah. Can't say it without spraying it. Yeah, this is the holiday season, This is when they play the holiday music when you go shopping to get you in the mood to buy things, to make you feel in the mood of giving. And the stores want you to be in the mood for giving and in the mood for buying. That's what they want, the mood for buying. 'Tis a season to buy stuff that you wouldn't normally buy otherwise. Tis the season. Not it's tis. There's no other time of year where you would possibly use the word tis for anything. Joe, I heard that you bought a new car. I heard it's a nice car. Yes, it tis. It tis. It certainly tis. Speaking of cars, oh my God, did you read about this in the news? Not that you even care. Do you own a Tesla? Raise your hand if you own a Tesla. Look, nobody's hand went up. Okay. Raise your hand if you have testicles. Look, everybody's hand except for the late ladies. No? Okay. Yeah, it's kind of odd to me that Tesla and testicles sound alike, but of course Tesla was an actual person. Anyway, Tesla is recalling, how many of their cars? Oh, all of them. Just about all of their cars, because there's a problem with autopilot. Look, there's more than a problem with autopilot. The problem is the guy that runs the Tesla Corporation, the guy that bought Twitter, the guy with the strange name, that's the problem. Everything he touches turns to crap. Have you noticed that? Elon Musk. The strangest name ever conceived by a person. What should we name our child? Bob? How about Elon? Elon. What did you make that up? Are you just making sounds with your lips? Elon, what the hell is an Elon? I don't know. I think it's a dead, extinct crow. I don't know what an Elon is either. Elon, that's part of the Musk family. You know, the Musks moved in next door. Oh, no. Oh, no. And they have a strange kid named Elon. No, no. I've heard about him. He just ruins everything he touches. Don't let him touch anything. Don't let him come over here and touch anything. He's going to ruin it. It'll break and it'll go bad. Don't let him touch things. You know, we can't have nice things because of Elon. Every time Elon comes over and he touches something, it breaks. We can't have nice things with him. Twitter. Twitter was horrible to begin with. Now it's just X. It's X. That's it. What a stupid, stupid branding thing. X is evil. Just a plain X is evil. It means don't use it, don't touch it, don't go near it. That's Elon Musk's brand. Don't touch it, don't go near it. It's fucked up. Don't go near this thing. Elon's coming. Elon, Elon, Elon. There's a lot of people like Elon, these rich sons of bitches that just think they know everything, and then they, you know, I don't know, it's just, we're growing, we're cultivating these rich sons of bitches that just ruin everything. We're just cultivating them like turnips in the ground. When's the last time you had a turnip? I don't think I ever did. I mean, if I did, then someone slipped it to me by mistake. You know, when I went to the bathroom and I came back, there was a turnip. No one does turnips on purpose. Turnip's a mistake. What is this on the plate? What is this? A sweet potato? Oh my God, I thought it was a sweet potato, but it's a turnip. I'm sorry. My bad. I confused the two. My bad. Don't eat it. Oh, my God. Don't eat it. Elon Musk touched it. Turnips. Who does that? Who does a turnip? What are you having for a side dish for your holiday meal? Turnips. No, you're not. No, people don't do that. You're wrong. It's just not true. No one has turnips. Thank you. Ron, are you going to do an entire show based on the turnip thing? Because this is getting old. Can you move on to something else? Okay, I will. I was talking about Elon Musk, and I just went crazy all of a sudden. See, even Elon Musk ruined my segment. Elon, Elon, Elon. How do you have sex with this guy, girls? I don't. How do you shout his name and not just start laughing and wondering why you said that word? I mean, why? Oh, Elon. Ugh, I can't believe I said that. I don't know. All right. It's time today on the program, and I apologize for this because it's not my fault, really. This is the final chance for you to buy holiday gifts before they can't get shipped anymore, or you may not get them on time, or it could come and you realize, no, this isn't working, now I'm out of gift, that kind of thing. So on today's show, we're going to run a couple of more gift ideas, and then I'm not going to do it anymore, I promise, because, you know, it's just getting too late for that, and you're on your own. You're on your own at a point. So today, one more shot at some gift ideas. And then an old friend is going to join me on the show today, Chef Jamie Gwen. She's been on the program for, God, decades now. Decades. Way back when I was 5 years old doing radio. She was there. She is a trained official chef of celebrities, etc. And she's going to talk about some holiday gathering things. A lot of you are going to have holiday parties. I know you are. I know you are. I know some of you. I know some of you by name. You have taken upon yourself to have a holiday party Why you haven't chosen also to stab yourself in the chest, I don't know, because it's a similar activity. Why you would have people over in large numbers to have a holiday party, I don't know. I used to do that, and it was fun, but in retrospect, some of you are going to have to deal with this, and when you start inviting one person, you have to invite the other person, and the other person you don't exactly like at all, at all. It's the Elon Musk of the party, person who comes in and just ruins everything. So how do you have a successful party? Well, Chef Jamie Gwen is going to help us out with that as well today. And if it wasn't for her, life would be in great turmoil. You know that, and I know that. Let's face it, shall we? You know, one thing that I don't like about the holiday season, and there's a lot of things, really, but one of the things that I don't like, Christmas morning or Hanukkah morning, whatever your morning may be, of whatever holiday you may choose, that's a great thing about this country. We all have different religious beliefs, and we let them tumble into a holiday. I don't know. That's what we do. Human beings have very strange traditions, and these holidays bring them out. Anyway, you give a gift to somebody. You know, do you have raise your hand if you have children. Now raise your hand if you know that they indeed are your children. Oh, look, not so many hands now, huh? One of the worst things is when I have to assemble a toy. You give a kid a toy, and they get all excited, but they can't use it until you assemble it. Oh, my God, I don't feel like this is the last thing I want to do right now. I want to sit back with my eggnog and get smashed and make believe this whole thing isn't happening. Now I have to do something? I will raise my hand. Again, know yourself. Know your limitations. I know that I cannot assemble things. I was not put on the planet to assemble things. I haven't been. I can't assemble things. If you give me a wonderful instruction booklet, I will not look at it. I will assemble it based on what I think it should look like and what is the easiest way to do it. And most of the time when I assemble something, I have to deassemble it because I assembled it wrong and now I've got to start again. It's what I call paying the price for not reading the instructions. I hate assembling. Oh, God. Especially things that have to work properly, like a bicycle. Oh, don't rely on me to assemble a bicycle. Are you kidding me? Don't they come already made? Anything that doesn't come already made, I'm not getting. But Ron, you have to assemble some things because in shipment, they can't ship the whole thing, so they have to ship it in parts, and then you assemble it. No, I don't. You don't understand. No, if I don't assemble it, then it's no. You're not getting it if I have to assemble it. Assemble is not in my vocab. I can't even say the word. It's like some men have trouble saying I love you to a woman or whatever your preference may be. Some men have trouble saying that. Some men have a fear of commitment. They just can't commit. I can't assemble. I have a fear of assemblement. I cannot assemble things. I can't. It's impossible to do. It's impossible. The parts haven't been made that make it easy for me to assemble anything. And if I have to assemble something, it's going to look nothing like what's in the picture. No, you're going to get some type of a piece of modern art, whether you like it or not, because that's all it's going to be good for. Look at that piece of crap that Ron put together. I think it's art. I don't know. I think it turned out to be art. Not intended. You can't use it for what it's intended to be used for, but look at it. It's a beautiful piece of art. It's like Picasso on drugs. It's unbelievable. All right. My guests are going to join us today at this juncture, and this will be the last of my holiday injections into the program. Okay? I think that's only fair. Okay. Here's another holiday idea.
That thing you've been looking for is on sale this week at Whatchamacallit's, your one-stop shop for that stuff you need. Get that round thing for the sink, two for just $6.99. Whosamajigs that go on the door, just $3.99 each. The stuff that gets stains out of stuff that comes in that big blue bottle, you'll find it for $5.99 at Whatchamacallit's. The doodad that goes in your car, like the one Gary has for his Jeep, you know the thing, it's like squarish and purple. It's on sale this week for just $49.99. And the thing that, you know, you use to get the stuff down from like the shelf or the closet, the grabby thing, two for $10.99 this week only at Whatchamacallit's, your one-stop shop for that stuff you need. We're located over by that pizza place near the cinema that you like, Whatchamacallit's.
Hey, celebrity chef Jamie Gwen joins us, as she frequently does whenever the opportunity rolls around. Here it is. We are up on holiday season with New Year's and all the winter parties, and she's going to help us out with some great ideas. How you doing, first of all?
Hey, Ron. Happy holidays to you. Thank you for having me back. I'm the lucky one that gets to grace your show.
Yeah.
And yes, we are in full swing, right? Celebrating joyous occasions, hopefully with friends and family, and
yeah,
this is candy canes galore.
Yeah, this is party time, and people come over, and we stress because we got people coming over all of a sudden. It's different than having a barbecue in the backyard where we can just spread it out, but this is like in your home, so this gets a little more complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be stressful. I think a well-planned party or even a last-minute gathering when you have plans in place, like ideas, fresh ideas in your mind, I think that you can really enjoy the party if you know that, you know, you're all set, that you're fully covered. And that's what I'm here for. You know that. So I bring you my best ideas, my best appliances, my best ingredients.
Yep.
And I feel like if you stock up, if you're, you know, roaring and ready to go, then even if the neighbors stop by, like I always have frozen cookie dough in the freezer. That's just my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And these ideas are as well. So this will take you through New Year's, of course. But first and foremost, we should say cheers,
yes.
You and I,
yes.
And toast the season.
Now you're talking.
So now we're talking,
yeah.
Right? Here's how you make 5 to 50 cocktails perfectly. Because when everyone walks in, especially at the holiday season, we're looking to put a drink in their hand,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I love Bartesian. And if you don't know it, you and I have talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite possibly the greatest life of the party ever, because it is a smart home cocktail maker, and their newest, most compact version just came out. It uses fully recyclable capsules that contain the real juices and the bitters and the extracts that are needed for a perfectly balanced cocktail.
Oh.
There's nothing artificial. So you literally put the capsule in, and the two glass vessels on the Bartesian Duet, as it's called, house your two top liquors of choice.
Uh-huh.
So mine is vodka and bourbon or whiskey.
Hey,
and I can change them out if you want a tequila cocktail.
No, we're good.
Oh, good. Okay, so you can come over. We're good. And you simply put the capsule of the drink you want in the machine. And this new Bartesian Duet has an interactive rotary dial. So you select the strength, you press the button, and voila, you get a margarita, a cosmopolitan, a whiskey sour, my favorite old fashioned. And you know what's brilliant about it? The stress that you talked about from a party absolutely disappears, because not only is it interactive, it's the first thing people beeline for in my kitchen. They want to know what it is.
Yeah.
But all the stress of making multiple drinks just got lifted.
Wow.
So you've got to check out the Bartesian Duet.
It
sits very proudly on my kitchen counter. And right now you can save
$50. Wow. Well, that's
pretty good deal at Bartesian.com.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's like entertainment within the drink. I mean, that's entertaining your
it's like a
your
party
people.
In a party.
Yeah, okay.
You're exactly right.
All
exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
What else?
All right, now you need a snack.
Yes.
Ron, you need a snack.
I do.
Everyone does.
Yep.
I mean, I need a snack right now. It
I
doesn't
know you
matter
do.
Where you are.
Hey, I need a drink right now. So there you go.
there you go. So I love store-bought puff pastry. Mm-hmm. And if you ask most chefs, they'll tell you it's their secret weapon. I have a box of frozen puff pastry in my freezer, or eight most of the time. And I happen to be an olive lover. I was raised by an olive lover. My son puts all of the pearls, black olives from the can, on all 10 fingers and asks me to FaceTime his grandma. We are an olive-loving household. And I love pearls olives, specifically because I have done the homework and I know that there is a great differential in quality of olives. Now, I love the specialty jarred olives, and usually I'll bring these as a host gift at a holiday party. Because people fall in love, and because I love their pearls blue cheese stuffed olive in my martini, and I bet you don't have any, so I'll just bring a jar to your house.
Oh my.
But I've been making these puff pastry jalapeno stuffed olive tree tarts. So you literally take a sheet of puff pastry and you spread it with, you could do crumbled feta, you could do some herbed cream cheese. Mm. Then I do slices of salami and the pearls jalapeno stuffed olives. Mm. You put another sheet of puff pastry on top and you cut strips. Wow. And all you do is fold them like a tree of the season and you bake them off. They take 15 minutes, but you get flaky puff pastry and that briny, delicious olive with the hint of the heat from the jalapeno. And you get a bite of salami, and it's like the ultimate cocktail order. I'll be making them year round in whatever shape I can think of. You could just roll them in circles too and make them like a bun, like a puff pastry bun. But pearls olives are always hand picked, hand stuffed. You can count on the quality. They have a guarantee. Try them, love them, or your money back. And there's something to be said for an olive company that is family run and US based. And just committed to the utmost in perfection. So look for pearls, please.
Absolutely.
And then I have a new pita for you, Ron.
All right.
It is called Tufayan. If you haven't seen Tufayan pita yet, look for it, please, in your supermarket.
Okay.
Because this is a family-run company as well, but it is the softest, fluffiest, most delicious pita I have ever had.
Huh.
And the brand name, again, is called Tufayan. But what I've been doing this season is I set out a Mediterranean grazing platter, because everybody loves like the hummus and the pita and the feta, right? And all that good stuff.
Sure.
I make pita chips from the Tufayan pita. I put out a basket of warm pita as well from Tufayan. And I love the idea of a grazing party, because once you put out your board or your platter, again, that stress relieved. Now people are feeding themselves. It doesn't have to be a plated meal. Right?
Yeah.
You've just got lots of wonderful snacks for everybody to mix and mingle around.
Wow.
And I think that makes the best party.
That's like,
and then we need dessert.
Dessert.
Who doesn't love dessert?
I don't know.
Just for the record, I had a piece of this cake at like midnight last night because I cannot get enough of it. Pillsbury, known and loved forever and ever, what I grew up with, has a recipe to share with you. It's called their Pillsbury Candy Cane Poke Cake. And you use their moist supreme white cake mix, chocolate fudge frosting. It has a marshmallow cream filling. I mean, does it get any better?
No.
And then it has candy cane pieces on top. It doesn't.
Oh.
And literally, it is one of the most delicious, fluffy Pillsbury white cake, creamy chocolate frosting, peppermint bite, crunch from the candy. It's brilliant.
All right, Jamie.
I have to tell you, I can't wait to make it again.
Yeah. You're absolutely killing me here.
I'm sorry. Did I wax poetic too much on the cake? But of course, we always keep Pillsbury frostings and bake mixes and brownie mix around. Even a chef, I doctor it myself. My mother makes the best chocolate chip bundt cake with a box of Pillsbury chocolate cake mix, the devil's food, and the secret is a cup of sour cream. Add it to the rest of the ingredients. I mean, I don't care whether you're a novice or a connoisseur. It's my go-to.
Okay.
And I wish you could see it, because I have a cake in front of me that I haven't dug into yet. All the information, recipes, and more, inspiration too, at dailylounge.com.
Okay.
Dailylounge.com. And then at Chef Jamie Gwen on social, I just posted a centerpiece to use up those candy canes. So please check it out.
Well, we just had a virtual party. She's Chef Jamie Gwen, and she never disappoints. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
It's my pleasure. Happy New Year to you, Ron. I can't wait to talk to you in 2024. Thank you for the kindness all year long.
Kelly Edwards is here. She's a lifestyle and home design expert, and she's going to help us out to come up with some great gift ideas, but I have a feeling that all these ideas are going to be for us, actually. No, why gift them? Let's just keep them. But let's see what happens. Let's start with kitchen appliances. I love to cook, by the way, Kelly, and I'm sure you do as well, and kitchen appliances like really are fun for me. Tell me about some exciting things.
Well, I will say, one year my dad gave my mom kitchen appliances for Christmas, and she just about lost her mind. Yeah. So I would say that if you have anyone in your home that is in need of the kitchen appliances, and my house actually is my husband that cooks, it's not me. Uh-huh. So if I gifted that to him, he would absolutely love it. But that is a perfect gift for anyone who actually is looking for appliances. It seems a little strange, but you wouldn't believe how much people love it. So that is number one. If you can purchase the appliances, I would suggest do it. Now, I have another gift that you're right, everybody is going to want as well, including myself. Mm-hmm. And this one, not only the appliances for my husband, is also a camera. So my husband loves to shoot film, right? And the unfortunate part is that once he shoots photos on his smartphone, he has no way of printing them, and then they just sit on his phone.
Right.
So the perfect partner for the smartphone is a Kodak Step Instant Mobile Photo Printer. Now, if you don't have one of these, you have to get it. It seamlessly prints these wallet-sized sticky-back photos in under 60 seconds. It's absolutely amazing. So think of all those moments that you've captured on your cell phone from all the holiday parties or throughout the year. They can be personalized. They can be enhanced. And then you can actually print them through the Kodak Prints app. Now, once edited, they can be shared seamlessly to your social network. So I'm talking about like Facebook or Instagram. And or if you wanted to, you can print them to bring them to life. You can find this on Amazon.com. It's about $69.99.
Okay. All righty. Let's talk about bathrooms. I love bathrooms because that's where no one can bother me. It's my safe space.
Yes. So in your, I would say in your bathroom, if you need to purchase anything for your home, and if you can, it is a brand new mirror. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but if you go online and you see these LED mirrors, absolutely gorgeous, love them. All my clients are asking for them. With the touch of a button, it changes the lighting in your bathroom. Oh. And if you know me, I'm a designer, and 100% lighting is the most important thing that you can have, especially in your bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of a two-for-one, actually.
Okay, is it like a big mirror or a facial mirror?
It's a big mirror, and it basically is LED, and it has light around the edges, and all you do is press the button, it turns it on. So you not only have light, but you also have it in the mirror. So it's kind of built in. Don't get the one that has the light that exposes from the back, because it kind of creates a shadow. But if you have the light that comes at your face, it looks absolutely amazing. Your bathroom will look great, and you'll look even better. 10 years younger.
Wow, it's almost like stage lighting when they do the makeup and in the theater and TV and stuff. It's kind of like that.
Exactly.
Oh, so I can be a star.
Exactly, you look absolutely amazing.
You look amazing. It's great. Okay, yes. Let's talk.
So I do have something for the kitchen.
Oh, go. Yes.
Okay. So I have something for the kitchen. Now, I don't know if you have any coffee lovers in your life.
Sure.
But I'm a coffee connoisseur. The AeroPress is like a French press, only better. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the only press that has a patented 3-in-1 technology that combines all of the methods together into one portable device. So what you get with this is a completely unique, delicious flavor profile. You don't get that bitterness or that grittiness that you get from other presses. Now, this can do thousands of recipes. It has 55,000 five-star reviews online. It's available in 60 countries. Brews in less than 2 minutes. It's under $50, and it's super compact for travel, which I love. So if you have any coffee lovers in your life, you must get this. It's called AeroPress.com. Now, secondly, for the kitchen, and my last great gift idea is tequila. Now, I'll tell you why. There is two great options from Tequila Herradura. Now, they have their legend. Now, this is first of its kind, Añejo Tequila. It's made to kind of celebrate those life's extraordinary moments, kind of like the holidays. I always use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. Now, this is crafted to impress tequila enthusiasts and whiskey lovers. What it is it's aged in a New Groove American white oak barrel. It's exposed to wood notes, so you really taste like caramel and toasted oak. It's a premium tequila, and it has gorgeous packaging. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because I'm a designer myself, and this looks gorgeous on a bar cart. So buy it for yourself and put it on a bar cart or give it as a gift. You can serve it neat or on the rocks, but this is a perfect gift. They also have their Ultra. This is great for tequila drinkers and newcomers. They take the tequila. It's one of the finest Añejos. They filter it. They remove the color. They enhance the smoothness. What you get is this crystal clear tequila, ultra smooth expression. This is great for a cocktail, a holiday cocktail. But it's also good in your bar cart or to sit in your dining room or your kitchen. You'll really impress your guests for sure. Or give it as a gift.
Yeah, or keep it. See, all this stuff, I'm not giving it away. I'm going to keep it all.
You know what? I tell you. These are all my favorites. I love to drink coffee. I got to admit, I love to drink tequila. And my husband loves to shoot pictures with his smartphone. And I just feel like I would like to keep all these myself.
Yeah. Well, if you give it all to your husband, then it stays in the house. So that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. We keep it in the family.
We do a lot of, we gift things like that to someone in the family, and then we enjoy them ourselves. I get it. I know how this works. Okay.
You're 100% right.
I know. Where do I go for more information, Kelly?
So you can go to my Instagram, which is Kelly Edwards, Inc., or you can go to any of the brands. You go to Amazon for the camera. You go to AeroPress.com, or you can go to Herradura.com to find the greatest tequila.
Okay, and there's not much time if you need this stuff shipped to you. You got to act like really quickly, so we got to get on it, right?
You got to act fast.
Let's exactly. Do it. Let's do it. All right, Kelly, thank you so much for your time today. Kelly Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new program. That should be fun, right? But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.